This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Later this morning, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release revised productivity and costs data for the fourth quarter of last year, the last few months of 2014. What can we learn from those numbers? Tim Fitzsimmons explains.
We've tracked labor productivity in the U.S. for about 70 years. For most of that time, it's risen steadily along with economic growth. Recessions just saw little blips. That is, until the last one.
This recession was particularly severe.
That's Catherine Shaw. She's a professor at Stanford's Business School. She says the Great Recession seems to have instilled fear in workers.
People seem to be responding to the threat of unemployment by increasing their effort.
Productivity nationwide rose sharply, and in areas with high unemployment, it shot up even more. During the recovery, those numbers dipped. But booms and busts in the economy aren't the only factor when it comes to how hard we work. For years, growing rates of education have helped workers become more productive. But that's leveling off, says Dale Jorgensen, an economics professor at Harvard.
The people who are now retiring are the last generation of people with lower educational qualifications. So we're not going to get the kind of boost from improved labor quality due to education that we've had in the past.
Jorgensen says it takes decades of data to figure out what normal is. So bottom line, it's best to not get too caught up in those quarterly reports. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.